This is the Pursuit of Wellness podcast, and I'm your host, Mari Llewellyn. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. I am so happy to be tuning in today for another solo episode. I thought today we would do a Q&A. You guys love the Q&As. We get to kind of dive deep on topics you want to hear about. Sometimes they get really personal. Sometimes we talk about health and wellness. I think today we're going to do a health and wellness routine focused Q&A. And I'm really excited to chat. I have Fee here asking me the questions interview style.
I'm ready to go.
So instead of me interviewing today, I am being interviewed, which will be really, really fun. And we're excited to get going. We've got our beverages ready. We've had our greens. And let's hop into this Q&A.
Let's do it. So kind of ranging in topics, but generally health and wellness focused. This one's kind of more a diet question, but what are your favorite cuts of red meat?
Oh, good question. So I love ground beef, grass-fed beef. I think it's quick and easy and can be used in a lot of different things. I mean, I literally just like to eat a bowl of beef sometimes, but you can do it in tacos. You can make it into like a pasta. I really like filet mignon grass-fed. All of these are grass-fed, pasture-raised, grass-finished. Filet mignon, if I'm having like a treat, I like a ribeye. I think they're so delicious, but they are very high in fat. And then I love lamb chops. That's something we do every now and again to switch things up. I like flank sometimes. What else do we do? Am I missing any?
I think you kind of said all your top. You said filet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like those are my top choices.
Yeah. It's good ones. What everyday things have heavy metals / what should I avoid to not consume them?
So I'm not a doctor, but I have had an experience with having heavy metals in my system and kind of realizing what was causing them. I was eating salmon very frequently, at least every other day, you know, every day for lunch. It was farm-raised salmon. I was also having tuna frequently, a lot of sushi. So, you know, even if you are getting wild-caught fish, the truth is that our oceans are just filled with metals nowadays and heavy toxins, and fish are carrying that with them. So too much seafood is a big one. And then just being conscious of, like, honestly, everything you're consuming, down to, you know, the capsules you're taking or whatever it may be. But I think seafood was a really big culprit for me. And in order to detox, supplements, herbal supplements, binders, liver. The liver is what processes those toxins. So cleansing the liver with the hot lemon water, with the castor oil packs, with the sauna, Shisandra root every day, you know, eating whole foods, helping your liver detox from those things has really helped me lower the toxin load in my body.
Yeah. I feel like that's something like so few people know about. Like,
I know.
Like to me, I'm like, oh, eating salmon every day. That's like so healthy. But like
salmon has become like a really trendy dinner now. And I see people eating it all the time and I love it. Like I wish I could eat it all the time too, but I literally saw in my lab work as someone who was living a healthy lifestyle, it wasn't, you know, healthy enough.
I think people are still scared of red meat every day. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, oh, salmon, it's protein. And it's not like maybe someone that doesn't love chicken or something thinks salmon every day would be a better choice than like red meat. But
yeah, I feel like a good alternative if you like seafood is wild caught black cod is really, really good. That's like what they serve with miso sometimes at restaurants. That's really good. Shrimp is really good. Sardines, it sounds disgusting, but they have really great nutrients in them and they're so small that they don't carry heavy metals. So you can actually mash it up into kind of a tuna salad and like make that work.
On toast.
But like I did hear about Joe Rogan having some kind of mercury poisoning from overdoing sardines. So like, you know.
Don't overdo anything every day.
in moderation, you know?
Some meals that are dairy and gluten-free. I love eggs and cheese, but my face does not.
Oh, same girl. It is so upsetting. Like, this acne do be ruining our lives. But gluten and dairy free. I mean, I eat that way majority of the time and I love the meals I eat genuinely. I love, so I'll give you an example, like a taco night, Siete chickpea tortillas. I'll do ground beef. I'll do shrimp, guacamole, red onions, salsa. Keep it really, really fun. Instead of real milk, I love coconut milk as an option. I mean, truthfully, I've been eating this way so long, I don't even think about it anymore. I also really love doing just steak and sweet potato. Keep it really simple. What else do I do that's creative? Oh, I love chicken thighs with coriander and yellow curry seasoning. And then do that on some lettuce or rice. It's like really good. It tastes like Lebanese food. There's so many things you can do.
You're good with like dairy-free dressings and like balsamic. Mm. Like I feel like all the food you make still tastes, like still is very tasteful, but it doesn't. I think dairy obviously is like a big thing people add for taste. But like you've made pasta, even pasta dishes that like have a sauce that isn't a dairy-based sauce.
Puttanesca. Puttanesca.
Oh, is that the pasta?
Yeah, it is like tomato-based with olive. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. It technically means whore in Italian, like whore pasta, I think. Putin, I don't know. Sorry. I didn't mean to offend anyone. It's just literally the direct translation is whore pasta, but it's incredible.
It's really so good. So we call it Mari's whore pasta.
Mari's whore pasta. And you can make it with gluten-free pasta, like Jovial's a really good brand. Yeah.
Nice. I got a couple questions about your current like workout split and training. I feel like it's changed a lot kind of over the last couple months to a degree.
Yeah, period.
Would you like to expand on that?
I'd say it's a lot less intense. Like I work out every other day at the moment. So let's say I go down to my garage and weightlift. I mean, weightlifting and strength training is my bread and butter and what I will always do. So let's say I go down. Yesterday I trained biceps, triceps, abs. I always keep it pretty high, you know, keep my heart rate high. I'll do like ski machine, sprints up the driveway, bike sprints. I'll train for 45 minutes. The next day I will just walk over 10,000 steps. Or I'll horseback ride or, you know, just stay active. I feel like I'm a pretty active person day to day. Like I really stay moving as much as I can. But I really just weight train every other day. And then my split is like upper body, lower body, upper body, lower body. A lot of you ask me about how to calculate the perfect macronutrients for your body, and that's where I would recommend Lumen. It is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath and on the app. It lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you a tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workout, sleep, and even stress management. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning and you'll know what's going on with your metabolism, whether you're burning mostly fats or carbs. And then Lumen will give you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before or after workouts and meals so you know exactly what's going on in your body real time. And Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. I feel like this is a fantastic tool. If you're on a weight loss journey, a muscle gaining journey, whatever you may be doing, it's just nice to have some guidance here. Metabolic health matters because it's your body's engine. It's how your body turns the food you eat into the fuel that keeps you going. It's the center of everything your body does. Optimal metabolic health translates into a bunch of benefits, including easier weight management, improved energy levels, better fitness results, and better sleep. If you want to take the next step in improving your health, go to lumen.me and use code POW, P-O-W, to get $100 off your Lumen. That is lumen.me and use P-O-W at checkout for $100 off. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode. So we talk a lot about hormone balancing on this show, and I've really been trying to lower my caffeine and coffee intake to balance my hormones. It definitely makes me anxious and I feel like I break out from it. And that's where I've been trying the Nundica Peak coffee replacement. I've tried other coffee replacements before, but they don't taste good and they aren't effective. And I finally found one that is designed for me, and I know you guys are going to love it too. I've been using Peak for a long time. I love the fact that they have crystallized tea, so you're not getting the toxins from the tea bag, and they are so delicious. I've used the matcha a whole bunch. I love the spearmint version, and I just love the fact that they are designing a new coffee replacement that's made for women, which is called Nandica. Nandica is the only coffee replacement designed for women, a delicious morning ritual that nourishes rather than depleting. Cacao activates the metabolism, it combats bloat and curbs sugar cravings. It has slow release caffeine, which provides sustained energy with no jitters or crash. And it has functional mushrooms and adaptogens that promote hormone balance, which can help with acne and regulate PMS and mood. I feel like the Peak products always stand out because they have the highest quality ingredients and the purest ingredients for maximized benefits. They use up to 30% cacao butter for better absorption of key nutrients and a blend of the most precious fruiting body mushrooms and up to 20 times concentrated mushroom extracts for stress relief and hormone imbalance. For a limited time, get 15% off plus a free starter kit and a bottle of propolis throat spray when you shop my link. The link is peaklife.com/pow. That's peaquelife.com/pow, P-O-W.
Off of that, tips for staying consistent when you're struggling to see results on your weight loss journey.
I think having a why that's deeper than the aesthetics of it all, I think is really the key piece. And for me, it was so much about, you know, managing my depression, managing my mood, just becoming a stronger person. So even when I plateaued on my weight loss journey, which obviously happens, like, you just keep going because it's about a greater mission. It's about health. It's about living to your full potential. Like, do you really want to throw in the towel because you're not seeing the scale go down? And also, like, I don't weigh myself anymore. I kind of think it's BS. Like, sure, maybe the scale's telling you something, but like, if your clothes are fitting better, if you feel better, if you're treating people better, if your skin looks better, like, those are the reasons you should keep going. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally agree. What is one of the best things you can do to help candida issues?
Candida is an interesting one. And I did have candida in my lab work until recently. I was able to get rid of it. So I would talk to an integrative health practitioner like I did. Emily Morrow is my doctor. And I've done a whole episode with her. You guys should go listen to that because she's much more qualified than I am. But in terms of candida, just like becoming aware of mold in general and gut health in general, you can be a healthy person, but still be accidentally creating an environment that candida can thrive in your gut. So like, same thing with the heavy metals. Heavy metals are going to contribute to helping the candida thrive. Maybe you're consuming too many nuts. Maybe you're having coffee that's moldy. I think liver detoxing, these things are all connected. So you know, limiting the toxins in your body, helping your liver detox, sauna, if you can, or get a sauna blanket. I think all the things I talk about regularly are things that will in turn help with candida. I think people have the misconception that these are all like isolated problems, but they're not. Like if you have mold or you have candida or you have heavy metals, you have acne, you have gut issues, it's like this is a full circle problem, mm-hmm. You know?
They're all linked.
Yeah.
Tips on managing stress.
I actually think I've gotten better at this.
I do too. That's why I asked.
I know. I make that face because I'm like kind of notorious as someone who's like not good at managing stress. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of genetic. Like I have family members who are highly, highly stressed and have nervous system regulation problems. And that's been passed down to me. I have a much more balanced lifestyle here in Austin. Like I used to identify myself with my work ethic. Like I was someone who was disciplined and worked hard, and that was all that I really had. And then slowly but surely, I started implementing like hobbies, like my horseback riding. Moving to Austin, I've been way more social. Like I hang out with people regularly. I have a friend group. I go on walks. Tonight, I'm doing a ceramics class. Like it does feel weird for me and a bit different to be allowing myself to have fun in a way, because my life was so serious all the time in LA, but it has deeply helped me with my stress and just feeling like I am a person outside of my job.
Mm-hmm.
Love reading. I've gotten back into reading again. Red light therapy, time without the phone. I feel like my phone time, I you know how you get the weekly usage yeah. every week? It's gone down significantly out. Every week. Like yeah. I have been deleting my social media every weekend without an issue. And I think we're all living kind of like, it's crazy.
We all have such a high stress, not even like just our own doing of it, but just the atmosphere, the environment we live in, like is so high stress all the time.
It's crazy that yeah. it's normal.
I know, but then you go to like Europe and like you said, it's like, there's that not, yeah.
No, but I wonder like even the younger generation in Europe, are they all on their phones? But it's so wild to me that we all are all living on this fake platform, mm-hmm. looking at what we're all doing. And whenever I delete it, I come back and I'm like, literally didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
Like the only thing that I get slightly concerned about is that I'm going to miss a DM for the podcast, mm-hmm. like a guest or something.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm like really just loving my present life. That's good.
That is good. I think when you become more present and like learn to kind of live in the moment, like that is a true sign that you're like really
happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to distract yourself or like be curious what someone else is doing, because you're like, I'm happy on the boat right now with my, you know, parent-in-laws and dog. And like,
I know.
That's all I need. I don't care what anyone else is doing.
It's weird because every time I go to like a doctor appointment or a fertility appointment, mm-hmm. or I talk about my acne, they're like, you're too stressed. Like, are you managing your stress? And I'm like, I honestly the happiest I've ever been.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's some more trauma work I need to do, but that'll yeah. happen in due time, you know?
I thought this was an interesting question. I want to know what your answer is because I'm not really sure. Do you think one has to be super disciplined and restrictive before learning balance?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could answer that and be like, yeah, like balance, it's everything. But for me personally, and I think for many people, I needed to kick myself in the ass back at the beginning of my fitness journey. Like I was really just drifting through life, getting away with doing the bare minimum when it came to school, work, exercise, taking care of myself. And it really came from a place of not having self-love. And for me to find self-love, I needed to show up every day and do hard things. And it wasn't like taking a bath and doing Pilates. And no, I was like kicking my own ass. Like I was doing things that were really hard.
Yeah.
And that was how I chipped away at all the BS and sort of figured out who I am. And just now I feel like I'm implementing balance, honestly. And I've allowed myself to do that because I've done all the hard work.
Yeah.
And I still know, like when we show up at the podcast studio or when I go to the gym or when it's time for a board meeting or I need to get my health back in order, like the discipline comes back and I know what it feels like, mm-hmm. because I've done that work.
Yeah. Yeah. Like change, it shouldn't be easy.
No.
Yeah.
No. And yeah. anyone on TikTok saying that, like yeah. they haven't done anything hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And I feel like everyone does go through, even if like, maybe it wasn't always the healthiest or a little too restrictive. Like, I think everyone kind of goes through that flow of like, it was a little like, maybe it started out as a good thing and then got a little too restrictive, but then you find the balance. But yeah. you have to go through that like mm-hmm. journey to get to the balance,
mm-hmm.
or you don't even know what balance is.
Yeah.
But then you're just letting yourself go. Yeah. I could go on and on about that. Are you a fasted AM workout girly or do you do it after eating? Curious about your routine.
I do it fasted, but I'm not a fan of fasting. So like I probably have a 12-hour window between my dinner and my breakfast because I wake up quite early and I just pretty much roll out of bed and go downstairs to work out. But I do have this like electrolyte drink that I talked about in my morning routine episode recently. So I don't eat food, but I do have my drink. And then I eat breakfast afterwards. I'm not hungry like immediately. Right away. Yeah. And I really want to eat like after I've worked out. But I think either way is fine. Like I don't, it's not because I think it's optimal. It's just because that's how my schedule works. So I am always telling you guys to get lab tested. It's truly a tool that I think is necessary for anyone on a health journey. I have done extensive lab work in my time, and I know it can be so expensive, and everyone's always asking me, where can I get it done? And I'm really happy that I can now recommend LifeForce to you guys. It is leading the way for personalized proactive health. They give you access to regular blood testing, measuring more than 40 biomarkers every 3 months, coupled with functional medicine support from their team of clinicians. It's really important to get tested regularly so you can understand how things like hormones and critical nutrient levels are impacting how you feel today and identify any risks you should be aware of. I know for me, I get lab tested regularly so I can see if what I'm doing is actually working. What sets LifeForce apart from other testing companies is their clinical interpretation. If you've ever seen lab work, you know it's like basically a different language. You need someone to interpret it for you, and they have their own team of functional medicine clinicians who will help you interpret the results and walk you through your personal blueprint to improve your health. If you've ever thought about going to a functional medicine doctor or getting a concierge doctor, it can be incredibly expensive. LifeForce membership is only $129 a month with no commitment, so you are never locked in. Listeners of my show can save $250 by going to mylifeforce.com/pow. That's mylifeforce.com/pow, P-O-W. Give LifeForce a try and find out what the healthiest version of you is capable of.
At what point in your fitness wellness journey did you start to feel like your true self?
Wow.
And I thought that was
nice. I don't think there was like a moment where I was like, I am currently my true self. Like it was...
She woke up one morning.
Like, oh my God.
It's me.
It's me.
Mars back.
No.
But like maybe a time period or like when you, or a moment you remember just being like, wow, like I.
Yeah. I can tell you actually, yeah. Slowly but surely, mm-hmm. I felt honestly like not my, I guess my true self, but I'd never really experienced that version of me. Like, oh my gosh, like look at all these things I'm capable of. I'm so independent. I'm showing up every day as the best version of me. I remember my 25th birthday. I was in Long Island at Greg's parents' house, which is where we spent a majority of our relationship together. And it was the happiest I'd ever been. And it wasn't necessarily like a physical thing. It was like, look at the last year. Like my last year was more transformative than any year I've ever had. And I did it on my own. And I remember in that moment being like, this is just the start, because now I know my full potential and I understand and love this version of myself. And I remember just being so happy.
Aww.
On my birthday.
I love that.
25 is so
that,
young.
It gives me chills.
I know. 25 is so like,
yeah.
Itty, I mean, bitty.
I feel like that's like a very, those like mid 20 years, I feel like are like the really big transformative years. Cause like you're not in college anymore and you're not, you're like yeah. really on your own. But a lot of time it's like, I mean, you were with Greg, but like a lot of time, I know for a lot of people, not just girls, but like a lot of people are like kind of getting into relationships then, but like are really alone a lot and like figuring out maybe like work is kind of starting to pick up. So I feel like that's like a very prime.
I know.
Year.
And now I'm turning 30 in a month.
So crazy.
So crazy. And I haven't really thought about it. I'm not freaking out.
I can't wait to be 30.
Really?
I feel like every person I talk to says it's like their like 30s are like the best years of their life because they find like kind of what I'm saying. Like they finally like know who they are.
Yeah.
And like have stuff figured out a little more. And like, I don't know.
I know. I feel so happy right now. I'm yeah. sure it's gonna
yeah.
get better and better. And then having children, I'm sure it's just like, oh my God, this is yeah. what life's about, you know?
I think you just gain a confidence. I feel like every, yeah. like, even like women in their 40s or 50s, it's like, they're like, oh, like, I can't believe I cared about that in my 20s. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to that.
Can't wait.
I'm going to ask this, and if you don't want to answer it, it's fine. But I thought it was interesting how they phrased it. They said, how does it feel to be on a conceiving journey and getting asked if you're pregnant all the time, which I know now I'm asking you that, but like,
yeah,
more about the actual journey of it. And obviously like you being in on social media and stuff, and like you probably get asked a lot more than even normal people that get asked a lot by their families and stuff.
I know. I have mixed emotions about it because I think on one hand, I've always really felt like my purpose was to share my journey because it helps other people. And I find that extremely fulfilling. And I really feel like at my core, that's my the reason I'm on earth. And mm-hmm. I'm not even sure what that will turn into. But if I didn't speak about it, I feel like I'd almost be not showing up for my true purpose. Like I really think it's a reason I'm here. At the same time, I feel, and also I'd just like to say, following other women who have posted about their journey has really helped me. So like JC Marie, is it Jackie Marie or JC Marie?
I always say JC.
She posted about her IVF journey on YouTube and I followed it so closely and it was so emotional. And I think when she announced she was pregnant, it was such a big thing on the internet because everyone had been watching for her and rooting for her. And I think that's kind of special. But on the other hand, I think I was kind of naive about how emotional the trying to conceive. I mean, you know, like yeah. It's been really up and down for me and like sharing about it, I am then asking people.
You're inviting people to ask
I'm inviting people yeah. in to give me advice mm-hmm. and ask me questions. And are you pregnant yet? And even honestly, every time I pick up the phone with a family member or a friend, like I can tell that they're like, are you pregnant? And I'm always like, I'm not pregnant. Like I always just say it. And what was I going to say? I think also just to be completely transparent, like a little piece of me is super duper surprised at how long it's taking because of how healthy Greg and I are. And it's confusing. And I almost feel like a little embarrassed that like I'm on here giving health advice and I have a health and wellness brand and I can't get pregnant and something feels wrong about that. But I know there's so many factors.
It's so much more to it than that
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Like so much more.
And then I ask every single person that comes on the show about fertility. And it makes me question what I'm doing. It's just hard,
yeah.
You know? So shout out to anyone listening who's trying to get pregnant because I know it is so emotional. But after, I mean, just asking other women in my life about their journeys, it's quite common. Well, and they have kids.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, like yours is almost exasperated because you're in the public eye and people ask you all the time. But like, I think a lot more people go through it. And like you're saying, it's like, not that it's shameful, but it's like it is something that can be almost, I don't want to say embarrassing either, but like people, everyday people probably don't want to be sharing about that and don't like talking about it because yeah. it makes them feel like women especially like they're doing something wrong. Like yeah. this is a natural thing. Why is it not just naturally happening?
Yeah.
But there is so much more to it, which we've learned.
Also just from a health perspective, without sounding offensive, maybe it is offensive to some people, but I hope that me sharing is eye-opening to women who are like, I want to have kids, but like not for a few years, so mm-hmm. I'm fine. Get lab work done mm-hmm. and like just start thinking about it earlier than you think you need to. I mean, I yeah. came off birth control, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And it took me a year to get my period back. Like I just hope that women in our generation are aware mm-hmm. that all of us who are put on birth control are at a disadvantage when yeah. it comes to fertility. And it may be a smart idea to start thinking about it sooner than you think.
Yeah. And lifestyle changes. Like if yeah. you're partying too much, if you're overtraining too much, if mm-hmm. you're being too restrictive, you know, it all affects it.
Yeah.
How do I want to end it? We could end it on this. How is your mental health doing these days? For getting deep.
I feel like it's really good, honestly. Like I feel really happy and very grateful. I feel like gratitude has been a big thing for me lately. Like I just wake up in my house and in Austin and with the friends we have, like you guys, our new friends, like just our life in general, I'm just loving it. And I just feel really content. So
I feel like you have a lot more like good, happy days than like bad days.
Yeah.
Especially just my whole time I've known you now, like almost 3 years, I don't even know how long, feels like for my whole life. I feel like I like, I don't know, like it was kind of like a mixed match of them, or like sometimes there'd be like a week where I was just like, oh shoot, like it's just not a good week. And now I feel like it's like literally almost always good.
Yeah.
With like a little bit here, but that's normal life. Like that's, you know what I mean? So 100%. I feel like you've come a long way.
I feel like there was a lot of crying in LA, you know?
Yeah.
Not crying, but like.
It really like, and I'm not even just saying it's like at Austin necessarily, but I think moving from like
just the era we're in.
Yeah. Like it just was so important to get out of that rut. And like I didn't realize how much a rut I was even in living there.
I think I was just like really stressed every day.
Stressed, comparing yourself, worried what someone else was doing next to you because everyone there is constantly doing something.
Yeah.
I say to Mari, like when I have a weekend now that she'll be like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, I have no plans. And like I am ecstatic. I don't owe anything to anybody. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything.
I'm
like,
so
and now
happy.
It's like, okay, I'm gonna go on, like, you have time to go on a walk or go on the lake or go, like, oh, it is so freeing.
I
it
am
really
so,
is.
So happy we didn't go to Coachella or Stagecoach.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Gosh.
I might want to go to Stagecoach next year. It did look fun, but I say that now. I probably will not feel that way next
year. I have never felt more content not being somewhere.
I guess I was watching TikToks this morning on the treadmill of Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, which I was like, whatever.
Help.
I didn't do this by myself.
I need some help.
Hey.
I don't know the words, but it's so good.
That is going
to
be
Can
our
we go
summer
to his concert,
jam.
Please? Like, I'm dying to go.
He's coming to, like, San Antonio. Somewhere in Texas that's, like,
I will go.
Okay.
Wait, and he's out of jail, question mark?
Yeah, he's out of jail. I mean.
Whatever. Someone should have thrown his chair on stage.
That would have been iconic. He should have, like, had a chair on stage and, like, no, people would have literally canceled it.
Yeah.
Like, kicked it over.
Yeah.
Like, when that song comes out, that's going to be our summer.
I need some help.
Oh, it's so good. Post Malone performed with.
We should perform it.
Was it Keith Urban? He performed with someone else. I think it was Keith Urban. I don't know. He was singing another. Oh my gosh. Like the man should be a country star.
Post?
Oh my gosh.
He was meant.
No, he was incredible. And I'm like, it's so funny that he started out as like a rapper with like
so
White Iverson. And now he's like on stage drinking Bud Light.
So funny.
Good old country boy. I love it.
Yeah, we should go to the okay. concert because I
Let's
feel like a country
it.
Concert is like where we're at right now.
Okay. Your birthday's coming up.
I know.
Maybe I'll
Ooh.
Plot something.
I'll be pregnant at a concert.
I think it's coming like September. All right. Well,
that
those are my questions. Yeah.
Thanks for the questions, babes. Thanks for the questions, you guys. If you guys could just take a moment to follow or subscribe, it would mean the absolute world to me and Fee. We put our heart and soul into this show. Truly. Blood, sweat, and tears. And leave a review.
Can I say a cute note about that really fast?
Say a cute note.
I was scrolling back through the POW Instagram page like yesterday. Just like, I forget why I was even looking at it. First of all, we have like 126,000 followers. I was in like a year and whatever months. That's like a lot of people.
Wow.
Like on our POW account, the podcast account.
That's a lot.
And I was scrolling just through all the guests and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, or even like I create asset folders for all our guests. Like we have pages of them now. Like almost, we're almost at 100 episodes. And it's just like.
Are we?
We're almost at 100.
We need to do something special.
I know. I think 100. This is like 97 maybe or 98. We're almost there.
Let's do a big giveaway on 100.
Yes. Look out on the POW page and Mario probably repost it, the giveaway. We are going to do a 100 episode giveaway.
Wow.
But I was just so proud of us. And some of these, I mean, all of our guests are absolutely incredible. But like there are some names on there that I was just like, how did we land them that early? Like, I was like,
damn.
And you've been killing it. And it's just, it's a lot of work, but I'm so thankful to be on the show and do this with you. And
I'm proud
love
of
it.
You. I mean, 100 episodes.
A bunch of the girls
no
on The
joke.
Bachelorette were talking about, like, they were like saying they listened to the show. And it was like so cool to have people, girls I hadn't even really met before that were like big
wow.
fans of the show and like were you so know, involved in it. It was really cool.
Every single person who comes up to me or Fee now, like, they used to know me through Instagram or Bloom, mm-hmm. but now every single person that comes up says, I listen to the show.
Yeah.
I listen to the show. I met a girl in South Congress Saturday night. I listened to the show. It's like so special.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's almost like writing a book, like this compilation of 100 conversations. Like we should clip it all together. And
I know.
It's made us better people, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, didn't mean for this tangent, this emotional like.
No, I really was like laying in bed yesterday on my Sunday, just like, wow.
Insane.
Like we really.
No, it's good
you get
to
so
reflect.
Wrapped up in the week and the moment that you don't look back. And I was like literally looking back at the guests and I was like, wow.
And guys, like, if you haven't scrolled back and listened to some of the old episodes, mm-hmm. there's some killer conversations yeah. back there. I mean, we should honestly bring some of them back, like Glucose Goddess or Mindy Pels yeah. or, you know.
I want to start a little like Sunday recap vibe. I want to name it something cute.
That's cute.
I'm working on it.
Sundays.
I was going to do like Wellness Weekend Rewind or like something cute like that.
Cute.
Wellness Rewind. That doesn't start with a W.
Rewind. Like
a Wellness Rewind. Cut.
Rewind it back, DJ.
Yeah, I'm cute.
I love that. We'll brainstorm yeah. on that one.
Mari's like, we're not calling it a Rewind. Okay.
Love you guys. Subscribe, leave a review. We love you. Bye. Thanks for joining us on the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. To support this show, please rate and review and share with your loved ones. If you want to be reminded of new episodes, click the subscribe button on your preferred podcast or video player. You can sign up for my newsletter to receive my favorites at marinowellen.com. It will be linked in the show notes. This is a Wellness Out Loud production produced by Drake Peterson, Fiona Attucks, and Kelly Kyle. This show is edited by Mike Fry, and our video is recorded by Luis Vargas. You can also watch the full video of each episode on our YouTube channel at Mari Fitness. Love you, pal girls and pal boys. See you next time. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and does not constitute a provider-patient relationship. As always, talk to your doctor or health team.